Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome and happy new year. If this is your first time on the show, I want to say thank you for joining me. So today we're going to be seeing what kind of messages are different for this month because we're just moving out of a Mercury retrograde starting tomorrow. So if you're having any areas of conflict with regard to communication or challenges as a whole in that area, part of it is with the Mercury retrograde, and one of the things that would support you in that process is to raise your energy as high as you can and stay in love, and that'll help to transmute the static energies that the collective consciousness and yourself have gotten involved in. So that's a little tip to doing that. So let me just go through a little bit of what we're going to be doing today so that you're on the wave of this show. We're going to start off with a meditation, and then I'm going to do a channeled message that supports where everybody's at this point in life as far as moving into more of your expansiveness with your inner spirit. If you're interested in having a donation-based reading, which is a one-question reading, I ask that you go to the website. It's Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T. of motivation.webs.com. It's also in the chat box, and you can click on the location tab and make any donation that you feel is appropriate, and then send me your phone number, and at that point I could go ahead and support you with a one question. So if you're interested in that, you can go ahead and go to the website. Also, I offer special events once a month. It's now via phone as well as via Skype. And the special events supports those that are ready to move more into their higher frequencies of love and less into the struggles of life with regard to the controlling issues of sometimes the human ego wants to do. So when the ego is in alignment with your inner spirit, then you're experiencing greater levels of love and joy and peace. And when there's a sense of separation, then you're experiencing more of the conflicts and the sense of disconnection. And so these special events help to support the expansiveness and the alignment with your inner spirit so that you have a greater sense of connection, a greater sense of love and joy and peace, and also start to move into more of your purpose with why you're here and have some fun in the process of it all. Okay, so let's go ahead and close our eyes, and we're going to do a meditation first, and then I'll see what kind of message comes through. So if you could just take some deep, deep, deep breaths. You notice where your breath is. Is it in the upper part of your heart, the chest area? Is it in the middle part of the stomach area? Where's your breath? If you take a deep, deep, deep breath and you go beyond the heart all the way down, even imagining going past the stomach area, all the way down into the whole entire body, you experience a greater sense of relaxation, a greater sense of being in the present moment without allowing the mind chatter or the emotions to come over and take over and then get into a sense of conflict. By calming the mind and calming the emotions and just bringing yourself to that sense of oneness with it, you create a deeper sense of inner peace. So just notice where your breath is as you're bringing your mind into a sense of presence. Any thoughts, just let them float away on imaginary clouds without any focus, without any attention. A complete centeredness in the present. And as you bring your breath all the way into your heart, dropping your eyes as if you're looking into your heart, imagine your heart becoming bigger, slightly bigger than your body, slightly bigger than the room, slightly bigger than the planet, where this beautiful love comes pouring down into the heart area, soothing, nurturing the heart. Almost like liquid that pours into the heart. And when it fills the heart up, it goes down to the lower part of the body as well as to the upper part of the body, creating a sense of oneness with this love, this expansive love that's so unconditional and pure. And as you bring your breath all the way in, feeling that sense of presence, just allow yourself to feel that nurturing. We get so caught up in doing and getting the chattered mind wanting to get answers and figure things out that we forget about being in the present moment. And when we're in the present moment, there's a greater sense of connection. And through that connection, we could feel, see, possibly even hear your own spirit guides, your own inner spirit connecting with the universal love. And we're always doing and running around. We forget what that's like. So this month being the month of Valentine's Day, the message that I'm hearing is to give yourself permission to just be present in the moment. And stop all the doing and the questioning and the chattering and the fears and the insecurities and the emotions and embrace it all with love. What would that be like if you chose to be in the environment of love instead of in the doing to get it? What would it be like if you just allowed yourself to stay open to allowing that love to just pour inside of you, filling you up so rich, so complete, and so at one, that there is no sense of emptiness or disconnection or separation? It's just a oneness with it. What would that feel like inside your heart? What would it feel like inside your body? And noticing as your body feels that nurturing, how your mind becomes more present and open to the allowing. Almost like you become a magnet to that love. The more you open up to receiving, the more it comes into your energy field, into your human body, into the human heart, into the human mind. the more attractive you become to it, the more attractive it becomes to you. Just allow yourself to be one with that as you breathe it all the way into your heart. And just allow yourself to now take another few deep breaths as you slowly come back into the room, feeling yourself in the present moment, noticing inside what it feels like to be nurtured inside the body, inside the emotions, inside the mind. Slowly coming back into the present moment. And just allowing yourself to feel that love as you bring it into the present moment. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big, big hug. Any notes you want to jot down, I'll stay silent for about a minute to allow yourself to experience any insights or any messages with regard to that. We talked about this being a very magical month with the retrograde being moved out tomorrow. Many people are feeling the energy of that experience. Mercury retrograde is an energy that tends to really get you to focus more inwardly on how you're connecting through the communication channels. And if it's not flowing in a peaceful way, then sometimes we get caught up too much in the judgment or the fears or the insecurities around it. And so as we allow ourselves to just let go of the control around it and really focus in on the surrendering and then stay in the sense of gratitude and appreciation, we move above that energy that has kept us stuck in that staticness of the retrogrades and really get to see a bigger picture of what behind all of that, and from a place of real true love and appreciation. So it's always important to go inward when you're feeling some form of disconnection or some form of separation or discomfort or chattering, and just see what's happening inside by being present without feeling like you have to reject it or push it away or discount it or make it bad or any of that other stuff. The human ego, when it's in alignment with your inner spirit, actually serves you in a way that's more advantageous than most people give it credit. It's only when it's in conflict or in separation with your inner spirit that it creates unnecessary struggles and challenges, and that feeling of almost like you're doing it alone, and then lots of confusion kicks in. And when we let go of that separate feeling and really start to feel a connection with our inner spirit, there's a greater sense of oneness. And from that place, there's a greater sense of connection. And from that place, a greater sense of enjoying the process whether we're looking to achieve some form of an outcome or we're looking to have just an enjoyment with the moment, and we let go of some of that pushing and overanalyzing, we're able to stay very present in the moment with it all. So it's always nice when that comes through for us. If you have any questions on the channeled message or what I just talked about, please feel free to call. The phone number to do that is 347-996-5068. And at that point, you can ask your question. I also do phone-based readings if you're interested in having one done here by donation. I ask that you go to the website, heartofmotivation.webs.com, and then click on the location tab. I also offer private sessions, and if you're interested in having it privately versus over the radio. And then you could just select which option you're interested in as far as the minutes and the option, and that would be at regular price. And then I do have special events, and this month's special event is filled, but if you're interested in being involved in next month, there's some spots left open. And what I do is I channel high vibrational love beings, the angelic realm, the universal angels, and universal love. We create this beautiful grid of with the participants, and then I provide a channeled message and work with your spirit guides to help you in your supporting of your evolution with regard to your life and what you would like to experience with that. And you get a 10-minute reading or an energy alignment. It's only $26. So you can go to the website, heartofmotivation.webs.com, and click on the special events tab, and it tells you a little bit more about that. It's H-E-A-R-T of motivation.webs.com. I'm also being guided at this point to offer a special, so if you're interested in any of the products that I have on there, the first three people that email me or leave a message from the website, you can get a CD for only $10 with any book, ebook purchase or DVD purchase, or you can get a 6-minute chakra frequency that talks about the difference between raising the chakras and being more in alignment with those 8 chakras for only $5. So these 3 left, so if the first 3 people that email me, that'll be a gift of only $5 for that, and with a purchase of any CD or DVD, that's $5, or you can choose with any CD or DVD, purchase another CD or DVD for only $10. For the first 3 people that email me at heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. You click on the contact button there and say that you're interested in the special from the blog talk, and I'll have the emails with the times and all that fun stuff. And do leave your phone number in the email so that I can call you as well. Only those that are really interested in that, please do email. Again, if you're interested in having a reading, a donation-based reading of any donation, you can go to heartofmotivation.webs.com and click on the location tab. I have 10 minutes left on the show, so if you're interested in having that, that could be something that you could be involved with and experience a reading from your spirit guides or those who have crossed over and be able to have that kind of a reading. Okay, so we're going to just kind of close our eyes for a minute and just kind of relax and just kind of see whatever messages I get until the show is over or somebody's interested in a reading. People just want to enjoy the experience of these meditations and the messages, that's always great as well. Sometimes we get people that want to have a question answered, and other times just being present with the experience. So It's all so perfect. And so I don't forget to mention our next show is on March 11th at 8 p.m. And if you're interested in having a reading in advance, you can always email me prior to the show, and then we can have that set up for you in advance. Okay, so we'll just close our eyes for a moment and allow me to connect again to the universal love, the angelic realm. Being an angelic walk-in, I operate from that frequency. A walk-in is basically meaning that the body is finished. The old expression leaves and its inner spirit comes more actively involved by dropping in. And in my case, I'm from the angelic realm. And so I chose to continue on and support the process of the awakening of greater love on the planet for those that are ready and open in their hearts and in their minds to experience greater levels of joy and peace instead of the drama in life. It does entail a commitment to really be done with the complaining and the stories and all of that stuff and really move into a sense of joy in life. And once you're on that process, man, you're just, the ride is phenomenal. Sometimes we forget and we get stuck in those dense energies of the human chatter and the emotional stuff. The great thing about that is when you're on the path and choosing to be happy, you embrace those areas and the human part becomes more aligned with the inner spirit, and so you start to experience greater levels of joy and peace and love all over again. So even if you feel that stuckness, you don't have to stay in that stuckness. And hugging and embracing the human part rather than rejecting it or making it wrong is one way to move your energy into a different frequency. And focusing on gratitude and appreciation on those things that you do experience that brings you into a greater state of gratitude and love is another way of raising your frequency. Just allow yourself to just stay in that presence of gratitude. What would that feel like for you? What would gratitude be like if your mind was in silence and your emotions were feeling that inner sense of appreciation and joy? And if any thoughts come up, they're in the thoughts of gratitude and in the present moment, even if it's small things like being on this phone call and treating yourself to taking care of yourself. Or the beautiful sky today was all pink. It's so beautiful as I saw the white clouds passing through it and seeing birds flying. Some people don't even take the time to notice that. If you stop and just look up into the sky and admire the beautiful clouds and the shapes of the clouds, what that's like to just be present with that, to be one with that. Almost like little fluffy cotton balls filled with so much nurturing inside and just breathing it in, giving yourself that permission, what would that be like? And bring that all the way into the body and into the mind, feeling that as deep as you can. When you're ready, slowly come back, bringing yourself to this place of being in the presence, allowing yourself to just experience being present in the moment. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Again, I'll give you a minute to jot down any notes you may have with regard to this experience. And I'll check and see if anybody has any questions, and if not, we'll end the show a couple of minutes early. Okay. So again, if you have any questions and you would like to ask anything about what we talked about today on the show, you can call 347-996-5068. It's kind of short notice to have a reading at this point, just to stay with the integrity of the time. So you're more than welcome to email me and have a private reading, or you could wait until next month, which is March 11th at 8 p.m., and you can always email me in advance if you're interested in having that. And the website to get more information about the kinds of events and individual sessions and readings and all that fun stuff is products and so forth is at Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T of Motivation, .webs.com. And if you're interested in the product special, you can click on the products. I mentioned it earlier in the show. With any CD or DVD purchase, you can get a six-minute chakra explaining the meaning of the chakras and what it's like to raise the frequency for $5. Or you can get, with any CD, another CD or DVD purchase for only $10. It's only for the first three people that email me. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the product page and listen to the samples, and then you can at that point decide if that resonates for you. And the individual sessions is on the individual session tab, and the special events is on the special events tab, which next month is open. Some slots are left. This month is filled, and what it entails is channeling higher vibration, love energies, the angelic realm, and the universal love. And then I do a channeled message, and you get a private reading or an energy alignment for $26. And also, I work with your spirit guides to help you in one area to open up your energy so that you're more in alignment with your inner spirit and experience that greater love and joy that so many of us deserve but always sometimes don't give ourselves permission to receive. So for $26 you get that, and it's a nice gift. It's done via phone and or Skype. Okay, so I want to thank you for being on this show and enjoying the time with me. Again, the next show is March 11th at 8 p.m. In the meantime, have a beautiful week, a beautiful weekend, and happy Valentine's Day. Much love to you.